SansPants Radio, I think we should take a break.
Do you find yourself lacking an identity? Maybe you enjoy a Star Wars, the works of Joss Whedon, or just consider yourself a gamer, but lack the necessary means to tell the world that I am these things and these little trinkets scattered around my house to validate my, what you're calling, lifestyle choices. Then do we have the solution for you. Lootcrate.com/letmedie. Fill that empty void in your life with a bobblehead of your favorite game, comic book, or film character. We might not have historical figures, but boy, do we have a Pip-Boy. Sure, it won't hold you at night or reassure you when things go bad, but looking into its cold, dead eyes as it bobbles back and forth will certainly remind you that, yes, I am a fan of this thing. So go to lootcrate.com/letmedie and use the coupon code LETMEDIE on checkout to get a couple of dollars off your first subscription. Loot Crate, life is meaningless, so go spend it on stuff you enjoy.
Oh, I thought this guy died, but he didn't.
All right.
He's immortal. Hey, everybody, and welcome to this week's episode of Shut Up a Second. I'm Jackson Bailey.
I'm Zoe Blotta.
I'm Adam.
Today's topic is suits. Hey, bada bing.
Well, you can tell by the way I use my words.
Giorgio Armani.
No time to talk.
That's a good suit.
It is.
That's a fine suit.
Is he wearing
to be there with you, but I'm with you there.
I've never seen the film clip.
Like, it's a white top, white bottom.
Ooh.
It's a flared pants.
Flared
as well,
pants.
I think.
It's the 70s.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
A black shirt with these massive flared out
collars. Oh, it's 70s through and through.
It is very 70s.
So my question, speaking of like suit designs, what's the best? What's the pinnacle of suit design? Because I'm significantly fond of open suit like jacket, nothing underneath, just a bare slightly hairy chest. Let's make it white as well because it's a good look. Then like nice tight white suit pants with a very nice square belt buckle and bare feet, and you're on the beach. Tell me that's not a good suit.
That man's name's like Orlando.
Oh yeah, it is. It's
had an affair while you were on holiday, but you'll remember it forever.
Oh, you will remember Orlando. Oh. Orlando will pleasure a million women, but he will remember all of them.
Raul. A shirt, but to meet you guys halfway.
Yeah.
Halfway undone buttons.
Mm. And you got to hairy up that chest. So.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, literally the shirt was the only issue I had.
But I feel like if you're adding a shirt, but I feel like you got to double the amount of chest hair that we're talking here.
Now I'm imagining Goldilocks.
No.
Does our Raul or our Rolando, do they have a hat?
No. No, you wouldn't want to cover up that hair.
Yeah, no, that's fair. He's got a mane.
I like that we all know exactly the hair this person has.
Oh, he's got a mane. And you see him on the beach walking in his suit.
Mm.
And he takes his hair out of the ponytail.
Olive skin.
You see that and you just say, have me.
Roll. He turns, have me.
You make love right there on the beach.
My question... In front of all the people vacationing.
A little kid drops their beach ball and it rolls into the sea for comedic effect.
Yes.
What the fuck was Roel dressed for? Like, what other than pleasuring what I'm assuming a bored housewife.
A wedding on the beach.
Yeah.
I guess he's walked from a beach wedding.
Walks away. Just says, you know, that's another woman that's happy with her man.
I'll see her and... 4 to 6 years when she returns to
singledom
to lay her eggs in the sand.
Honolulu or Hawaii, the Bahamas.
He's an older gentleman, but he's
like a 50, but he's a good 50.
Yeah, exactly. Oof. Mr. Steal Your Grandma.
Yeah,
like a George Clooney type.
Yeah.
That's a good suit. I like that we're all kind of creaming our shorts a little bit overall. Well, just sitting there being like, I could go around with Raul in the sand.
You know, sometimes you see a person of the same gender. Like, this doesn't really apply to me because I'm attracted to both genders, but like, see a person of the same gender and you're like, you're just so beautiful.
Oh, yeah.
I would go there in
all
an
the
instant.
Time. That's I'm just like, God.
And Raul is one of those.
Only
men.
One time.
Really?
Only one time it's ever happened for me. I consider myself very straight otherwise.
That guy, that one guy that you saw, does he look like Raul?
No, not even close. Raul is not my type, unfortunately.
Raul's not my type, but like, man, I'd still do it.
I've known him.
It's kind of like fucking the Queen. You're like, if I got the chance, I'd be an idiot not.
Objectively, I can see why people find Raul attractive, but he's not my type.
That's fair. That's fair.
Raul to me is attractive the same way, like, is a real weird way to, but the way some, fuck, this is going to sound dumb. The way some fish are interesting?
Yes! Yeah! I'm with you!
You're like,
no,
I'm...
you need to explain this.
So, like, say there's a fish, and, like, I don't know, its egg-laying pattern is notable. And you're like, it is interesting, but I'm not interested. That's Raul. You're like, what a specimen.
Yeah, and if you caught that fish, you'd be real excited.
Yeah, exactly.
But otherwise, you have no interest.
You're just
in
like,
fish.
Whatever. That's just that fish that has an interesting laying pattern.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's my suits, Raul, and fuck, did I get
I
us good.
I love a woman in a suit.
Oh, me too.
I wish I was the tiniest bit more proportioned so I could wear suits.
Because like a woman in a suit,
when she's got those high-waisted pants on.
That's good. That's good stuff.
There's no sexual stuff in it for
no,
me.
No,
but
no,
I do,
neither.
Like,
no, but nothing looks like a woman in a suit when she's got it right. Like, because sometimes you see, like, sometimes when I wear a suit, you're like, oh, look at that little girl. She's trying so hard, but it's not working. I used to, and I swear I look quite good. I do this thing when I go out, and I like to call it frat boy formal.
All right.
And so I'll wear a pair of nice slacks, high-waisted slacks with a button-up shirt and a suit jacket, but I'll wear a snapback with it.
Ah, yeah, that's a good look.
I
I'm
look
with you.
Sick, and I'll always wear, like, I have, because it's always, like, a black suit that I wear. I've got these, like, killer high heels with spikes in them as well, so I look fucking badass as hell.
Yeah, that's good. That's a good
look. I'll wear
look.
It next thing we've got. I look amazing. I actually look so... Scratch, I looked pretty good, like, back before I gained the weight. Now the clothes are a little bit too small, and you're like, oh.
I was like that with all of my suits. I was like, oh, man, this will still look good. Oh.
Oh, no.
That's right, I'm a chunky.
Chunky boy.
There's these two comedians that I really like. They're both girls. They're in a, like, they're married. They're a couple. Mm. And their wedding photo, both of them in suits, it's... Like I said, nothing sexual, just aesthetically, I find it so pleasing.
Oh,
so nice to see them together. They had matching suits.
It's something, I don't know if it's just like the proportions of a woman in a suit somehow make it better.
Yeah.
Because like a guy in a suit is good and sometimes quite sexy.
I'm sorry, as a girl, because we're not very dressy people, but nothing for me is better than seeing a guy who you normally see dressed casually in a suit.
Oh.
You see a guy that you normally see in jeans and a t-shirt in a suit, and you're like, sploosh.
Sometimes it happens with Zabit.
Oh.
Like I'll say it. Because Zabit, like, I see Zabit, and he's like in his
I felt that when I saw Dusha in a suit. I was like, damn, boy.
Yeah, and he's like, hey, you clean up all right. But, like, because Zabit sometimes just, like, out of nowhere dresses formally, and it's always like, oh, here's this guy. He's out of the Uggs and the singlet.
Yeah. I remember we had a wedding a couple years back. And, like, seeing all my friends in, like, their suits and their formal dresses, I was like, we all just look really, really nice.
You're just like, I wish I could dress like this all the time.
Yeah, I was like, everyone looks really fancy, and I really like that. But then I have some friends who work business jobs where they do have to wear, like, a suit.
Yeah.
And I'm like, eh.
Mm. Well, you see it all the time, it's not
notable.
But
then you see them in, like, fucking tracksuit pants and a singlet, and you're like, damn.
I fucking loved it when I used to work at the bank and had to wear a suit every day. Mm. Oh, I love wearing suits.
Maybe I'm wrong, but I feel like I can't look good in a suit because I have an informal head. But do you kind of know what I mean?
No, I get you.
No, you need the right type of suit, my friend.
What's the right type of suit for me?
You need like a dark blue.
All right.
Yeah.
No tie.
Ooh.
You're maybe wearing
a bit informal, a little cheeky.
You're wearing like a gold chain on your white
mad.
Shirt. You need like
skinny... Am I fucking Housewives on the Beach?
You're like skinny, you know, the slim fits, trousers or whatever, so they come taper down, and then like brown shoes.
Oh man,
that would look good with your face.
Yeah, what? That would look good. With
I'm with you, except
it's
the
very
chain.
Hipster.
No, I'd take the chain off.
I don't know.
I don't think Jackson's a person who could pull off chains.
I don't
maybe
think
skinny tie instead.
Yeah,
then.
Skinny tie.
You've got to have that accessory there, I reckon.
Yeah.
Skinny tie. And I would have to do something about my hair.
No,
my
like
gnome
gel
face.
It back.
Like, yeah, make it look nice. Well, like,
keep the beard. The beard's good because I think the beard works with the suit.
Yeah.
All right. Can I have no shoes on and be dancing at like a harvest dance?
No, absolutely not. I forbid it.
Damn it, Adam.
You are my son and you will not go out dressed like that.
I hate the suit police. That is also my father. I'm in a rough situation.
Yeah, no, boys in suits, man. That's a good time.
I think just anyone in a suit.
Oh yeah,
it's good. Oh, yeah. It's and I love that look as well. A frat boy formal. That's a look I pull off sometimes myself.
Oh, I love a frat boy formal. I think that's my go-to because I've been described. My style's been described as lazy grunge, which I feel like
that's
is an oxymoron.
That's
like,
so good. Yeah, but yeah, that's true. That
yeah, grunge already in itself is lazy.
How great is it that grunge is a fashion style that is just like dirty. Dude. Just like dirty looking, basically. Like,
yeah.
Looking like you've not cleaned. That's mad.
That's the Zoe Bellotta aesthetic.
Well, so many people laziness. Do it, surely there must be a name for it.
Yeah. I mean, yeah.
And that's it. And so, like, good suit. Frat boy formal, because I'm not a dressy. I love a good dress. Like, I'll admit, I love a good dress and heels.
Dresses are nice.
Oh, I love it. I love
sundresses.
It.
Sundresses. Ugh. If I was a lady, I'd wear nothing but sundresses.
I used to wear a lot of sundresses. Now I'm just like, yeah, just got to get that like, androgynous kind of thing.
It's a good look.
Oh, yes.
I went to
a...
I'm
a little distracted about how good I look. I was like, I'm a sexy woman.
Gotta look good. I went to a... it was an engagement party recently. And my look, I was like, am I frat boy formal? No, I was just like... Formal. I look like the first, you know, like during your formal, when all of the like so-called cool kids are wearing suits for the first time and you're like, you're not quite formal enough. It's kind of like when you see footballers at the Brownlow medals and you're like, you are in a suit.
Like you are abiding by the dress code. It just looks wrong.
Yeah. You're like in, I know.
You do not seem comfortable.
Yeah. You're like, I couldn't give you specifics. You know, like mathematically this makes sense, but...
That's why you gotta go with the snapback.
Yeah, the snapback, it's.
But my snapbacks match my suit. It's a black snapback with a white and black and grey rim.
That's so good.
And so it looks like it matches and it just looks frat boy formal. If you can't think of what you're gonna wear, go frat boy formal.
That's what you want. I wanted to get my snapbacks with like stuff written on them, like just get it all put, you know, designed myself, which is like a step in a direction.
Be super funny because if you like had occasions. You'd have you'd have your wedding snapback.
You know what sort of a snapback you need, Jack?
What's that?
You need one that's got like a glossy cover on it that you can write on in whiteboard marker and rub
that's
off.
That's a fucking great idea. Man, I want one that has, hear this shit, you stupid cunts. My catchphrase from one of the plumbing that I've
had. Your classic catchphrase.
My classic catchphrase that everybody knows that Jackson says all the time. I'm blazoned across the front in like that classic like baseball font. That's what I want. Anyway, Adam, what's your perfect suit?
Yeah.
Dingus?
Tux.
Oh, tux is good.
That simple. Just tux.
I don't know if I'm a huge fan of the tux.
Really?
I'll say it.
Gotta be one hell of a man to pull off a tux.
Well, I don't know about that. Hang on. Anyone pulls off a tux.
Describe to me a tux.
Yeah.
Just in case I'm thinking of a tux incorrectly. Describe to me something else, though.
So, black pants. Oh, I probably want a skinny tux as well. I'm imagining skinny in general.
Hey, it's 2016. That's how everything's skinny.
So,
it ain't 2004 anymore.
Tapered pants, once again. Mm-hmm. Black, glossy, shiny shoes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You got your black jacket, black bow tie, white shirt, and if it's undone, you got a black vest. If it's done up, then you don't need it, but you keep it done up. And the rule is for three buttons, sometimes are going down, sometimes, always, never.
Mm-hmm. Those are the rules.
Never do the bottom button.
What's it even there for then?
Aesthetics.
That's just to look.
That's
just
dang
for looking.
Foolish.
That's a looking button, not a doing button.
I remember, and I always wish that I remembered it better because it would be a good fact. Get ready for the most disappointing thing fucking ever said.
Ooh. No, sorry, go on. Easily stopped. Jackson Bailey.
No, so I have read at least maybe 10 times the reason why we have buttons on the sleeve of a suit jacket.
Yeah.
But I can never remember it, but it's a bloody great fact. And it's such a disappointment that in this, the most perfect of situations, I can't bring it up.
Okay. One thing I hate, one thing I love.
It was the most empty statement ever. There was no substance.
Zoe is losing it right now.
That was white bread in the... It was Wonder White, the...
I thought it was going to be... Better than Autobot. You're like disappointed. And I thought it was going to be like, I mean, the reason we have buttons on our sleeves is so that the sleeves don't flop around. But the fact that you just don't know.
I just don't know. There's a neat reason. It's out there somewhere. I encourage you guys
look it up yourselves. To go find
it.
This is create your own shut up a second.
Exactly. Choose your own adventure.
One thing about suits I hate.
Yeah.
One aspect of suits I hate. One aspect I love.
Okay.
Hate double breasted. Can't stand it.
Oh, it's
get
gross.
Rid of it. Get rid of all double breasted. Anything that isn't a coat.
Mm. Yeah.
Coats
yeah,
can I'm be double breasted. Yeah. No jackets. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Love French cuffs.
What's a French cuff?
It's you get the, you know, you've got rather with than buttons. Links. Yeah, you put a cuff link.
Oh,
through
yes.
It. Oh, how nice are fucking French cuffs?
I hate them, but that's just me.
Why do you hate a French right. cuff?
No, I, because like I'm a woman, our clothes aren't designed with cufflinks in mind. But
yeah, that's
I,
true.
I once stole an ex-boyfriend's shirt.
Yep.
Jacket. He was my boyfriend at the time, and I stole one of his shirts. And I was wearing it because I was like,
hey, why not?
Hey, why not? I was like, it was real ugly, and I thought it was real funny to wear it. I was like,
yeah.
Sometimes I was like, look at this ugly paisley shirt. And I was just flapping around, and I was like, oh, do you have something to do these up? And he's like, I don't know, cufflinks. I was like, why do you wear the shirt then?
that's ridiculous.
And then I just cut the sleeves off and cut off the bottom half of the shirt and made it a crop top. Then it looked sick.
That's the best.
Yeah.
Let me try and sell you on cufflinks.
Okay.
I happen to own Captain America cufflinks. I don't know what that sound is. That could be like, I'm sold, or it could be like, Adam, you fucking loser.
No, I love it.
What if I had cufflinks that said, hear this shit on one and then you stupid cunts on the other one?
I thought we'd love that. I had a bracelet. I had a make your own bracelet like ages ago and I lost it in the divorce.
Yeah.
That just said cunt on it.
Oh, that's so good. Yeah, I was in Thailand like a couple of years ago and just like on the street, there are people who sell these clearly like, they must like just make fucking pump them out bracelets.
Yeah.
They just have the worst possible, like the most offensive, terrible, but like also in like a broken English.
Yes.
So they're like, oh, it was shit that was just like fuck pig cunt shit. You're like, why would I own this? But why wouldn't I own this?
Mine was a build your own bracelet. Like I could have made it say anything. And I was like, I want to make it say the worst word I know.
I want a bracelet like that, but with big, chunky, colorful letters, like cutesy letters.
That's why I wanted to learn crochet a while back. So I could crochet just like cunt.
Have it
just
on the wall.
Hang it on the wall. Because how long till anyone noticed? You'd glance over crochets.
Yeah.
Nobody pays attention to crochet.
I used to know how to, maybe not crochet. I don't even know what it was called. It's like a mesh and you sew through
needle
the mesh.
Point.
Needlepoint, yeah.
Yeah, needlepointing. I used to be able to do that, but not anymore.
What a cool skill to have.
Yeah, I learned it in year four.
How do you, what? That's mad.
I learned to loom when I was real young.
That's what?
Who
do you know who owns a loom?
I guess my mum does.
What?
A little mini loom. Like, it wasn't a...
There are mini looms!
You are full of surprises,
making, like,
Zoe Bellotta.
It was for making little bracelets, and you just, like
loom
the bracelet.
If I get astonished, I might faint.
Shit, I'll buy you one, mate.
You can buy mini
looms! Shit, I know what I'm getting you for Christmas now.
I'm kidding.
Oh, this is going to be great for Secret Santa.
Mini loom.
Adam's just, like, fighting.
Mini loom.
You fight to death for that mini loom.
I would. I'm sorry, Jackson. I assume I'm fighting you.
I do want that mini loom.
I'd crack your head open like an egg for that mini loom.
Once I bought a friendship bracelet maker.
That's right. You bought half. A
See,
lot of it was gone.
Work.
Well, I mean, it was still all there, but I was so confused.
It was.
The instructions were like just the most puzzling thing. Sam had to help
me. It was from like the 80s. He bought it in a fucking op shop.
I think that's how I got my loom. Like my mum had it when she was a kid and she was like, this is what we used to do. Like we would make bracelets
before
for each other.
Bloody iPods and Nintendo Wii's. There
before
were looms.
You fucking computer games and you fucking... Color TV, why is everyone going quiet again for me? Let this end.
We're listening.
If you don't want people to listen,
don't talk.
I wish you'd interrupted me earlier before it had started rambling.
Maybe just from now on, whenever you talk, I'll make like a real quiet.
Earlier today, we were having the conversation. That's the context to this.
Adam just. Yeah, anyway, you get the idea. So, a history of suits. Suits have. Had quite an adventure over the years, and I think in many ways they've gotten worse.
Really?
Where are the frills? Where are the big, ridiculous cuffs that surely got covered in gravy during mealtimes?
Had to give them up in the war.
Where are there, like, 1,000 buttons on the front? Where's the opulence?
What happened to ruffles is what I want to know.
Fuck, man.
The ruffles went the way of the dodo. No one likes a ruffle.
Ruffles killed are amazing. Cats. Ruffles everywhere. Oh, if I was designing a suit, there'd be ruffles on the hem, ruffles on the sleeve, ruffles on the neck. Inside would be ruffles.
I have a ruffly shirt and I fucking hate it.
Where are the ruffles?
On I have sleeve. A ruffly shirt as well.
Where are the ruffles?
Down along where the buttons are.
Doesn't "where are the ruffles" sound like an 80s catchphrase?
Where are the ruffles?
Where are the ruffles?
I don't know, dude. I don't know.
That's like I should be suspended upside down, completely naked, dripping wet, and you're yelling it at me in a warehouse.
Where are the ruffles, Adam? Like at the end of James Bond 1.
Excuse me?
I'll never talk.
In the ball sacks. Where are the ruffles, Adam? Ball sacks.
Is that a little bit of coconut water right there?
It is.
Yes, Adam.
Pass it, please. Thank you.
That's gosh, okay.
Gosh, you're lucky.
Yeah.
No, but I think it's about time that, like, because, you know, there's this idea that with fashion, we cycle through the fashion
Bring
design.
Back the old school Liberace.
Let's, like, pull in some stuff that we've kind of cut off. Let's get that into rotation. I think ruffles, you can't tell me, look me in the eye and tell me you can't see, like, Kanye rocking some fat ruffles.
Yeah, I can see Kanye rocking some fat ruffles.
Maybe even a powdered wig.
I would pay money to see that.
I think it's about time.
I love a good wig as well.
Yeah, oh. Powd, but powdered wigs.
Powdered wigs, yeah.
Real tall. Hide your wallet in there. From
I like the
Kratton.
Powdered wigs that, like, you'd see, not on a judge. Like, from Pirates of the Caribbean.
Ah, yeah.
Fuckface wears it.
It's just
the guy from Game of Thrones.
Business. Sure. Yeah, it's just good business. Mm-hmm. That guy. Like, I don't know My which dad. Guy was in Game of Thrones. Was
yeah.
Who was in Game of Thrones and also Pirates of the Caribbean?
The dad. Keira Knightley's dad.
No, not him. No, not that, like, sort of judge one. I mean, like, the one that has a ponytail.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
That's a good one.
Give me some of that shit.
Although, apparently, they got really infested with bugs.
Well, that's more of a
I could deal with that.
Problem of the times.
there are less bugs now.
We don't just let them lay about. And we have good wig care nowadays.
Yeah.
I think you could get rats in them sometimes if they were quite large.
Like, as a pet?
I mean, like, why not? You know, what's a rat going to do? Might jump out in the...
Plague!
I was going to say gravy. Why am I associating old times with gravy?
Because everything was a roast.
Everything was a roast.
But big cuffs. Big cuffs were good.
I want gold big buttons to come back.
Gold buttons. Buckles!
Or buckles! I love a good buckle.
Buckles!
Because, like, my leather jacket has buckles and I feel sick when I wear it.
Imagine, like, so, like, Converse...
A lot of buckles,
like,
though, makes
man,
you look like an
some
anime
Vans
character.
Warning.
With a buckle on the front. Nah, shut up, Adam. I don't look like an anime. Oh, no, I totally look like an anime character sometimes.
I'm not saying your jacket makes you look like one. I'm
but
saying
that's the
in
danger
general.
Of buckles.
Yeah, the danger of buckles. Every buckle closer
not,
to an anime
it's not
character.
It's not an overt buckle. It's just like some casual buckets.
Subtle
buckles. On the side.
Actually, I think my denim jacket has some subtle buckles.
Yeah, there's some subtle buckles.
Subtle buckle.
Ooh. Subtle buckle.
SB.
Subtle buckle sounds like a flower you can drink.
Aww.
Have a little suckle buckle.
Oh.
Suckle buckle.
Have a little suckle on the buckle.
Anyway, if I could make like a suit that comprised ruffles, buckles, gold buttons, maybe even a collar, that would be mad. That's basically what I want out of suits these days. Are you going to draw that, Zoe?
Not now. I'm noting it down so I can draw it later.
That's good.
So what was it? Ruffles?
Ruffles, buckles, gold buttons. And what else am I missing? A collar. Is there anything else? Any other old-timey suit accoutrement?
Wig?
High heels on men.
Yeah, oh, I'd love a good high heel on men.
That's good. And a wig. Chuck a wig in.
Chuck that shit in.
Anyway, the problem with that is that it's quite a violent look.
Yeah.
Like, not as in, like, you look
I
violent,
know what you mean.
But it's just like,
it's
whoa!
It's like there's a lot going on.
It's a
it's very Noel
it's a shock
Fielding.
To, yeah, yes, yeah. Yes, it is.
Catches the eye.
It's a shock to the system.
Yeah.
So if you were trying to trend set with it, like, uphill.
Mm. Did you have, and like Soz, if anyone listens to this. nah,
if you're listening, I'm sorry.
No, nah, because if you're one of the people that I'm talking about, Soz, there's kids in high school, because Jack and I went to a school that had no uniform.
Yeah.
So if you...
If you wanted, you could...
Yeah, whatever. And there were kids... That I would like to describe as like nerdy, gross neckbeard
mm-hmm.
that
mm-hmm.
would wear suits to school. Did you
yes.
have that? Yeah, well, obviously you had
yes.
that.
Yes, the suits to school, but like not nice
not
suits,
nice
just
suits,
like
shit that you picked up from Savers.
There's something like unpleasant about somebody who wears a suit jacket with a shirt and then jeans.
Mm.
You know what I mean?
My old style.
Was that your old Wrong. Style?
Bad choice. You've seen me yeah, in a bunch of times.
I have.
Yeah.
I think there's something off-putting about that look.
Wait, like a t-shirt or a button-up shirt?
Button-up shirt. You can probably get away with a button-up shirt.
You can get away with.
Yeah. T-shirt,
no
out of
way.
The question.
Whoa, yeah. No.
Anyone who wears suit jackets with a tee, because this is the problem. If you wear your suit jacket with a graphic tee,
yeah,
you look like a nerd.
Fair. You do.
I used to do it a lot, and I concede that point very easily.
I have like a blazer that sometimes I wear, and if I chuck that blazer on and I'm wearing a printed tee, I'll just look at me and I'll be like, nah.
I was so happy the moment I started wearing shirts. Shirts fucking rule. I can't wear a t-shirt underneath or my nipples get chafed.
You can't or you have to.
I can't. Yeah. No, I have to.
Yeah.
Wait. What stops my nipples chafing?
Wearing a shirt underneath.
Yes. That's why I have to wear a t-shirt.
That's why you get like the wife beater.
Pasties?
Oh. Or pasties.
Pasties seems easier.
Or just tape your nipples.
But then, like, what if it's like, Jackson, hop in the pool? And I'm like, I can't, my nips are taped.
Just quietly excuse yourself to the bathroom.
Everybody, give me a moment. I must untape my nips.
Rip the tape off.
Just two big red crosses. Jackson, were your nipples taped?
How?
No. I was imagining electrical tape. And I don't know why.
A bit like one strip of medical tape, but like what if?
Two across of black electrical tape. That's the look for me.
That's gonna fuck you're gonna rip that, a nipple off
no
like that.
No shirt, suit jacket.
Oh, that's a look. I kind of like, you know, I was saying, describing Raul earlier. So imagine Raul but with my body.
No, that's yeah, not too I imagined bad. Him with your body.
Yeah,
I imagined
right?
him. He wasn't like six pack.
He's not ripped. Like...
Nah, he's like, he's dad bod hot.
I was imagining European.
Yeah, European like, is what.
I've grown to find dad bod attractive.
I love it.
There was
a while
where I was like, how is that a thing? But, you know, I can see the good of a dad bod.
I love a dad bod. I wish I have a dad bod. Like, and I just think that's the funniest
that's
thing.
That's great. That is just funniest. Bloody brilliant.
I like to describe my body as like a 50-year-old man who's had one too many beers. Like, I've just got, like, you know, most women, it goes to their hips, to their ass, or their arms. Mine's all gone to my stomach. And I'm often confused as being pregnant.
That's great.
Which I think is real funny because, like, I've had people give me dirty looks while I'm having a cigarette on the street because I look pregnant.
You're like, no, it's just chunk.
Yeah. And
don't worry about it.
I'm like, just fat.
Not killing a baby.
Yeah.
All good.
So I got dad bod and I'm so into it. I hope, like, dad bod becomes a thing for women because then I'm, like, right at the forefront.
Is there a mum bod?
Mum bod is mum jeans.
Oh,
and I wear my mum jeans quite a lot.
Yeah. Sorry, I'm just getting it right in my head.
Yeah. Mom jeans and like a t-shirt that's ill-fitting.
Yes. Oh, that's a mom bod.
That's a mom bod.
That's a mom bod and a half. Have you got any facts for us, Zoe?
Nah.
Have you got any facts for us, Adam?
Sorry, old patterns. So I haven't got any suit facts, but I do have space suit facts.
What?
Adam, I shat.
I wasn't that excited.
Okay, first spacesuit fact I want to tell you.
Okay.
Oh, man, I love this space. I knew this before, but I had to look it up to get this guy's name. Although it won't matter, because, gosh, I'm going to have trouble saying his name. The first man to do a spacewalk, so get out of the spaceship.
Yeah.
His name, he was a Russian cosmonaut of the name... Are you writing down his name? I hope so.
Yes.
Alexei Leonov, I believe.
All right.
That's the... That sounds
fine. That's fine. That seems like an easy name to pronounce.
I wouldn't be surprised if I mispronounced it. Anyway, when he did the spacewalk, because they weren't, you know, they never tested a lot of this stuff, his suit began to inflate with oxygen.
No.
And he couldn't get back in because the hatch was too small for his spacesuit.
Did they pop him?
That was what I was thinking.
Like, too bad, Alexei.
No, he just had
he
to.
He died a hero.
He opened a valve on his spacesuit and very carefully let oxygen out until he could fit in. Again.
That's amazing. Fuck, man.
That's sick.
Imagine seeing him float away into just the empty.
Like a balloon.
Yeah.
Just going nuts.
Spiraling off. And you're like, well.
Oh, gravity would have been so much better if that was the plan.
Imagine Sandra Bullock just spiraling away like a balloon.
Or a sad moment, but real funny.
Yeah, like a good gag.
So that little backpack You got the classic image of astronaut or cosmonaut.
Classic spaceman.
Floating around in space. He's got the little tube connecting him to the thing and then the little backpack. So what do we think is in the backpack?
Snacks.
Sorry?
Snacks. I got so excited.
In case he gets like hungry, right?
He's on the spacewalk.
What else is in your
have
backpack?
A sneaky through musketeer's ball.
Yeah.
Trail mix.
Like a rocket pack?
Oxygen.
Part rocket pack. Yeah, with tiny little thrusters. Although
that's so good.
Like that's only for emergencies.
Not fun. Not for fun.
It's for they have like a separate little. If you ever seen them in that like walker chair thing that's what they usually use. The thrust of stuff is for emergencies.
Okay.
Also some basic life support things in case they get cut off.
Mm-hmm.
And finally, that's it. Just this.
Man.
Oh, you had us hanging out.
Rose us up just to throw us down.
He
chumbawambed us.
There was one interesting fact.
Yeah.
The spacesuits used for all the Apollo missions, all the ones that landed on the moon, are actually subtly different to regular spacesuits because they needed special boots because they would be walking.
Huh. That's crazy.
Regular spacesuits don't have like proper boots.
Because you wouldn't be standing.
You don't need a walk.
Hard.
Not a lot of walking goes on.
Huh. That's cool. Just a lot of flying.
Although the first ever spacesuit
floating.
I mean, well, you know, agree to disagree.
The first spacesuits ever used.
Like Adam right there. So I was,
sorry?
I was like, I just said I sounded like you and I corrected him.
Oh. Yeah, that's the sound.
Is that what I sound like? The sound of correcting people? I don't want that.
Correction?
That's not the reputation I need.
Adam Cannavale will correct your incorrectness.
If you're wrong, he'll tell you.
Yeah, you'll know.
And finally, the first ever spacesuits were designed to be used only inside the craft and for emergencies.
Huh. So, like, if you went outside the craft, you're just shit out of luck?
Yeah, they weren't designed to be used outside. It was like, oh shit, there's a hole, we gotta fucking do something. Mm. Part of the Mercury program.
Huh.
Yeah, because wouldn't the first couple of trips up there not involve a spacewalk?
Well, absolutely, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Is it a thing? I remember reading this and maybe it was a lie. Oh my gosh. So good to know. No, maybe it's a lie, but is it a thing that if you cry in space, then you might go blind?
Won't cause you to go in. I think what you're thinking is. So with the lack of gravity, the tears just kind of pool at your eyes. And it was once a problem for, I forget his name, the Russian, not Russian, Canadian astronaut. He did the
Mike Poplov.
Sure, Mike Poplov. he started crying while they were doing a spacewalk. I think something got in his eyes or something like that.
Just really sad.
And the tears started blinding him because they wouldn't fall anywhere. Yeah.
You don't want to be blind in space.
Yeah.
No.
Because I would just assume if you just, like, put a tissue.
Well, because he's got the spacesuit on.
I guess, doing a thing.
Yeah.
Because otherwise, just tissue.
But how are you getting it? Here's my solution. Make the spacesuits real big.
Chris Hadfield. That's his name. Wait.
I think it was Mike Poplov. So
Chris Hadfield, I think, is someone else entirely.
You make a giant spacesuit so you can get your arm up and inside the helmet to wipe your eyes.
Yeah.
I think that's an idea.
My eyes water constantly, so I think that would just...
I can't go to space.
Like, out of all the things that disqualify me, that's the big one.
Isn't that a sad thing to think that at this stage we're probably done for space? Like, the three of us?
Oh, no, I'll never go. Unless they're like, we need old people.
True.
Listen,
when we're nans like, and pops and they're like, this is the Nan and Pop initiative, we're sending you to Mars.
They send people up into space who aren't necessarily, you know, amazingly fit and
stuff. Will they send me to space, Adam?
Yeah.
What for?
Although, actually, isn't there like some of those...
You know, they did send monkeys there, so I guess you have
a... I'm in!
Hey!
Good burn.
Yeah.
I am ape-like.
Better go down to the hospital.
I guess.
Right away, Jackson. It's a problem. But no, don't they have those like flights now? Or isn't there
space flight?
Yeah, they don't actually do something like that now.
They don't actually exist. They're selling the concept of it. And once it becomes a thing, you're buying tickets for it to possibly become a thing. It's real fucked up.
It was already. Ah, damn.
No, you can go up and you can do those flights where the plane goes up and down real quick.
The vomit comet.
Yeah, the vomit comet. So you get zero G's. But no, they don't send just random people into space.
Do you guys remember, there's something that I feel like cartoons showed a lot of. Back in the day, like kids shows, when we were watching them, there would often be an episode where they went to space camp. And at space camp, there was an anti-gravity room.
Yeah.
Yeah, why? That's not a thing.
No, I do not
I went to space camp.
Was there an anti-gravity room?
No. There was a lot of claustrophobia.
Yeah, I can imagine. They make space you go is in this... small. Mm.
They well, make you go in a fake space suit, and I was captain of my team, which is like, don't put child me in charge of anything because I was awkward and I didn't like talking. So that was great. And then what they do is they put you in the suit, which in itself is quite claustrophobic.
Yeah.
And then you had to like crawl through this little tube to get to this like simulated version of Mars, which was just like this weird tent that had like sand in it.
Oh.
Yeah. And you got to like bum around there for a bit. And then you came back into your team and you were like, all right, analyze the sand. Space camp wasn't great.
Can you go there as an adult?
Yeah, probs. Because it was something our school offered it.
What?
And if you took Earth and Stars, because we had space class.
Space class?
Yeah, we had a semester-long class, like as part
about
of
about space.
About space. It was one of the electives you could take.
Like, my Earth school had bullshit astrology. Astrology?
Astronomy?
Astrophysics.
Astrophysics.
Fuck, that is
oh, we had no, we had Earth and Space and yeah. Girls Science. Do you remember? Well, I guess you
yeah, Girls Science. Like, girl it wasn't science, called Girls Science. It was called Girls Can Do Science.
Yeah, Girls Can Do Science, but it then golly. Got shortened down.
I know.
Science. And we learned how to make soap.
What the fuck was that class? How did that happen? It wasn't even that low. It was like 2009.
Yeah, I did it. Yeah, like way late in the noughties. And it was like, no, but it was like, all right, we'll get girls interested in science by doing stereotypical girly things.
It was ridiculous.
And it sounds real sexist, but I took it because like, fuck, easy, eh?
Yeah, yeah.
And then they'd be like...
You take Rack and Rack, yeah.
Yeah, oh god, I took Rack and Rack as well. Fuck, those classes were good. I got an ice cream for being the worst badminton player in my class. Fuck,
your school good. Is just...
It's sort of magical.
Hogwarts to me, to be honest.
Rack and Rack was great. Frisbee week?
Yeah.
Oh.
Frisbee week.
Rollerblading? That was like
Boxing week? Yeah. That was great.
Boxing? Or did you miss... Boxing. Boxing. Damn it.
Boxing was good.
But boxing might have been some fucking amazing other sport.
No. For me, it was like soccer, footy, or if you were a massive nerd like me, you got to do chess instead.
That's sick. I would have taken chess.
Oh, we did fishing once. That was all right.
That would have been sick.
I remember catching a fish with a sausage on a fishing trip, and the teacher was like... You're not going to catch a fish with a sausage. I was like, watch me, motherfucker. And I did.
The only fish I've ever caught, I caught with cheese.
Fuck, that's good. High five, Zoe.
Thank you. It's a real big fish. I'll post it on my Twitter. Because it's a real big fish. Because my ex took me... No, just... My ex took me fishing, and he was a fisherman. He loved to fish.
Yeah.
And I went once to be supportive of... Whatever. I was just sitting there reading a book. And he literally wanted me to come so he could get 2 fishing licenses and fish twice as much. And all I had to do was sit there.
Yeah.
And so then he was teaching me to, like, throw out the line and how to catch a fish and stuff. Yeah, yeah. And so I did literally one take. I, like, he told me and I threw out the line and I was like, sick, I'm going to go sit down and read my book while you fucking do whatever it is you do while you're fishing. 20 minutes later, I caught a Murray cod, which is apparently super rare. And it was the biggest Murray cod he'd ever seen. And he was super jealous and spent the rest of the night being real salty.
Did you get to reel it in?
Yeah, I reeled it in. There's a photo of me where I'll cool. put it on my Twitter.
That's amazing. That's so good. That poor Murray cod was like, is that cheese?
Yeah. And then, nice enough to throw it back. I was like, I'm not going to eat it.
Yeah, yeah.
So fuck, back to the...
Oh,
to
that the is a slap in the face. You caught it and then you just threw it back.
Yeah. No, amazing. I don't eat fish. Like, I don't think fishing's that fun. I don't eat seafood. So... I was like, well, go back, little fish, be free.
What I like about
it. And they were mad because they were like, that was a real big fish, we could have eaten that. And I was like, well, I'm chuffing off to the Hungry Jacks. That's like half a K from our campsite for some fucking reason. Man. It's in the middle of nowhere, this Hungry Jacks.
And I just was on like a freeway or something?
Yeah, I was on a freeway. We were just off the freeway on the river. And so I would just like go to the Hungry Jacks and everyone's like, we pack sausages and sandwiches and stuff. And I was like, I'm not sure if you noticed, there's a HJ's right over there and I'm going to eat that.
What I like warm food. About catching a fish with a sausage is that means that fish ate a cow. And like, that ain't going to happen in nature. And that makes me real happy.
You don't know. Maybe cow falls in the lake.
Yes, I don't know.
Yeah.
On my fishing trip, I saw a cow get stuck on an island.
Oh, that's awesome. Cows in places they oughtn't be.
It was real loud,
children's
though.
Children's book.
Because we were like, we were on the river. And then you know how sometimes there's like a little island in the middle of the river? A cow somehow got stuck on one of those and it woke me up in the morning because it was freaking out because it wanted to go back to its cow friends.
Uh-huh.
And then one of its cow friends decided that the best way to get to it is to walk through our campsite. So I woke up hearing this cow freaking out and was like, wonder what that is, opened my tent and I was face to face with a cow.
That's awesome.
Like, and like a wild cow that just kind of lived around.
They're a wild cow?
Yeah, because we went on a farmland, so I don't know where the fuck this cow came
basic
from.
Basic everyday garden variety cow.
Yeah. And it was there. And I
thought
like,
cows were all like just for farms.
I think if a cow gets loose.
Yeah, then it's a wild
then
cow.
Then it is considered wild.
Yeah, or else it's considered sick. A buffalo.
That's what happens.
Yeah, that's the evolution.
Just like how a pig becomes a boar again, yep. A cow becomes a buffalo.
What
again.
Did we. Oh, okay, buffalo. Wait. Buffalo aren't in Europe.
Have you got any movies for us?
Yeah, do I ever?
I'll look it up later.
So I wanted to talk Suits.
All right.
There's a TV show called right. Suits.
Oh, yeah.
I watched the first season and a half.
Okay.
It's like...
Is it about lawyers? Because I think it's in one episode.
It is. All right. So the premise of Suits, which wasn't really what I wanted to talk about, but fuck it.
Here we are.
The premise of Suits is like every other fucking show. Mm-hmm. Where one guy is super, super smart, and he pretends to be something he's not.
Ah, classic.
And the premise of Suits is there's this one guy who's super, duper smart, pretending to be a lawyer.
But he doesn't like know law.
And there's like 8 seasons of this.
God damn, you'd think
so
it's
So
some...
he's not a lawyer.
He's not a lawyer. Like, he studied law, but he's not legally a lawyer. Like, he hasn't passed the bar or some bullshit like that.
So he's
kind of like, you know how The Mentalist is like, I'm psychic, and they're like, no, not really psychic, but all right.
They're like, you're not psychic, but you're solving crimes.
Yeah.
I guess.
Yeah.
Let's try and come up with our own really clever person.
Mm-hmm.
Pretends to be a thing they're not for 8 seasons.
Vet.
Brain surgeon.
Pilot.
All solid shows.
All...
So Adams doesn't last more than one episode.
No. They're like, and dead. Plane crash.
Now I'm going to let you handle this one, most co-pilot. just a test to see that you know.
Yeah. I think a vet
I could pull off for 8 seasons.
You're doing it.
I assume we weren't doing it.
All right.
Like, if...
Do you know... Okay, so say I come in, I'm like, Zoe, my hamster's had a heart attack.
But in this situation, I'm super duper smart. And like all of these shows, they have an ability...
Yeah, that's true.
...about the thing that they're faking. So, like, I'm not sure... You guys have ever seen Psych?
I've heard of Psych.
I love Psych.
Bloody
I
love
Psych. I fucking love Psych. And that's a show...
I know, you know, that I'm not telling the truth.
Yeah, it's
I
sick.
Just I wanted to do this. I'm so sorry.
It's all right. We'll watch it later. Sick. I love that you love this show. We're going to rewatch it. So
bless you.
He's super observant.
Yeah.
So he pretends to be a psychic to help solve crime.
Like a normal psychic. He is just super, super observant.
So if you were a vet.
So I would say I'd be someone who like really fucking loves animals, but say for whatever reason flunked out of veterinary school.
But you've got that affinity.
But I've got
animals.
That. Like, say I could talk to animals.
Yeah, that's what I was imagining. Like, I come in and I'm like,
animals.
I don't know what's wrong with my hamster. And you go down, and the hamster's like, I'm just real bored. And you're like, I think the hamster's suffering from boredom. Give it a wheel. And that's the episode. It's not a great show, clearly.
No,
that's
but
not
it
much
makes
of a plot.
Seasons. It's a kid show.
All right. Wow. We're getting left field, but I like it.
It's a kid show where I talk to animals. Did we just reinvent Dr. Dolittle?
If it's a TV show, then it's probably different enough.
I mean, a bit. I mean, a
no,
lot.
No, you didn't. Dr. Dolittle is a registered vet.
So I mean, just sort of
it's
like
not
the
same.
Worst Dr. Dolittle. Because knowing, like, talking to a dog is probably more going to be like, I'm like, my dog's sick, I don't know what. And you're going to be like, dog, what's wrong with you? And the dog's going to be like, I don't know, I hurt so much. Help!
My leg does this weird thing.
Like, All right, change it. So we have a lot of cat psychologists.
That's your kid's show.
Yeah,
right
there we
I'd
go.
Watch
done.
That for 8 seasons.
Done.
How could I do brain surgery by knowing having another really good skill? No, I'm really good at Weekend at Bernie's-ing people.
Yeah.
So
Golly.
Everybody dies on the operating table.
You Weekend at Bernie's them until you can figure out another way to make them look like they died.
Exactly. So I'm like, oh, he's a rousing success. And then I have them like, whoa, like the patient lollops up to the family. I puppeteer them to shake the hands and then, oh, mob hit later on down the track. It's a bit like Dexter. There's a lot of suspense.
Is it that much
I've
like
got
Dexter.
A different idea
okay,
for
shoot,
yours,
shoot.
If you'll let me.
Okay, I'm liking Weekend at Bernie's.
It's good.
That's option A.
Option B. Just in case Weekend at Bernie's doesn't work. Your twin brother
Ooh.
Is a brain surgeon. You run a funeral home.
Oh.
Your twin brother dies and you decide to take his job as a brain surgeon to drum up more business for your funeral home.
So I do kill everyone on the operating table. How
sometimes you fluke it and you succeed.
And those flukes are what keep me in business.
Yes.
They're like
But
he's
your
not...
brother probably was one of those brain surgeons that's like, I'll operate on like the worst of the worst, you might not survive, but we'll try the procedure.
That's true, because then I can be like, it's a bad procedure.
It was experimental. Sorry, like we're just trying our best here. Like we're just trying new shit.
Option C. Me and my brother, I own a funeral home.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
My brother is a brilliant brain surgeon. He dies. His ghost haunts my hands.
Oh. That went like...
Yes!
We call it... We call it Dr. Ghost Hands. And, I mean, like, it basically writes itself.
I prefer, you get double hand surgery.
By an angel, but I was like...
Touched sorry, no, by an angel.
Touched by a doctor. Nope, that's a... nope.
Touched by a doctor. No. Let's just stick with Dr. Ghost Hands.
Dr. Ghost Hands.
Fuck, this episode is about suits. And on that note... I've been Jackson Bailey.
I've been Zoe Bellotto.
I've been Adam.
Allow me to suit you out.
Good gag.
If you think this show is worth at least a dollar, why not donate to our Patreon account? Follow the links on our website, sanspantsradio.com.